Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening to Scoop McClure and Jared Healy, and we're here for Kia and Red Energy. And Scott Jamieson is well-known to us all, Jamo, the Melbourne City captain who's been a regular on the program and a good man. And he joins us after
Jared, just before you introduce
Melbourne
him.
City beat Western United at Amy Park on Saturday night without the services of the skipper.
That's right. I'm surprised that we've been given Scott's services. I thought the red card that he received in game one would have precluded him. It was a red card for media as well, but clearly not.
No, not at all. You've got your wish, and that is open access. Welcome to you, Scotty, and hope you're feeling well and training ever that harder just to make up for the missed match.
Yeah, afternoon, boys. Yeah, no, just because you get a red card doesn't mean you can't front up to the media and admit you're wrong. So, no, it was, it's good that you have got me on, and also even better that we got 3 points Saturday night without a few of us missing, which is good.
Okie doke. Let's just get down to basics. A question without notice. You're fellow professional sportsman. Our former leader of the ALP federally, Bill Shorten, who may well be your local member, by the way, has come out and savaged the tennis players, saying they're shocking whingers. How would you describe the tennis players as we speak?
Yeah, I stand on the side of the fence, which is, you know, it's a case of you obviously got given the rules and regulations coming into the country, and you know, going off the information, if people didn't choose to tune into these phone calls, apparently that Craig Tilley, you know, put out and said gave the rules and regulations, then that's your fault. As a state and as a group of people, as Victorians have struggled. We're not going to let that slip because we have some prima donnas coming in and complaining about a load of crap. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, people's girlfriends and wives are complaining about, you know, stuff that they're complaining about, I think, you know, we just let them talk crap, but they give them airtime because they're useless.
See, this is why he's captain, Jared. And this is why we get him on. Strong leadership.
Absolutely. Straight to the point as well. I was going to ask you about Bernard Tomic's girlfriend, Vanessa Sierra, and the fact that she hasn't been able to have her hairdresser wash her hair, so that's problematic. But I think you've actually addressed this without even going there. Tell us about life under the new coach.
Yeah, it's going good so far. Obviously, we've had an interrupted start to the season as such. You know, we've played three games in the space of about 6 weeks, and when you're suspended, it's a long bloody 2-3 weeks. So it's been positive, but, you know, not amazing. Obviously, with the loss against Adelaide and, you know, my red card being pretty much an evidential factor in the loss, that was disappointing. But we've backed it up well with a good win against our local rivals in Western United. And unfortunately, we have to wait for another 2 weeks for a game, but I guess that's just where it is at the moment.
Yeah, such is the craziness, Jared, with the fixture. Their boys don't actually play until they play Perth, I think, on January 31. So another 12 days.
January 31?
Yeah, another 12 days.
You'd be entitled to kick your heels up if that was the case.
I would think so. Scott, can I just ask, I'm not sure how many times you've been sent off in your professional career, but it's, you know, we concentrate so much on AFL, particularly during the season, and it's something that's been talked about sometimes. I think Jared's actually pro the red card, are you not?
Absolutely, the red card.
What is it actually like on a personal level, being sent off and then I guess, you know, post that, missing the next game and dealing with that, particularly when you're skipper? I imagine it can't be easy.
No, I mean, I'm close to 300 games now, and that's my first red card ever.
Oh, wow.
I've accumulated five yellow cards over a season and had a suspension, but never, ever have I received a red card. And you know, that was my first, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago to Adelaide. And no, it wasn't enjoyable. There was a few text messages to the missus admitting my wrongs straight after it, and you know, the realization of what was happening. But it's something that, yeah, I guess it's a cliche, but I guess I have learned from it. You know, I don't want to be in a position where, first and foremost, I let down, you know, the people close to me, but also my teammates and the staff. But as I said, it's even worse when you have, you know, 2-3 weeks in between games. You're essentially ruled out, so you're not as such competing for a position. You're just trying to get through the days and weeks and obviously help the team. But yeah, it's been frustrating, and it's one that I take on the chin, and I was responsible for, so there's no one else to blame.
A lot of people got a blind spot about the red card in the AFL, particularly given that the level at which I think it would be introduced is at such an extreme level, not the level that you can get red carded for in soccer or world football, if you like. But if you had a red card in the AFL and you did it for the Barry Hall type incident, well, you know, you've got time to even have a look at a video to see whether or not this person should be off, which absolutely you should be straight away. You've lost your right to be playing football, in my view, if you can hit somebody like that. But have you ever seen too many red cards that were inappropriately thrown up in the air?
Yeah, I mean, going off the AFL, boys, and what you touched up, I mean, I understand that, you know, when you're in the AFL world, you can mouth off to the umpire, which, I mean, that was why I got my first yellow card, albeit it was for the right reason, but I probably did it in the wrong tone and manner. But you can get a 50-metre penalty for that, but you can shirt punch the hell out of someone. And essentially toe the line there. I've always had admiration for AFL players who can get continually shirt punched and not just whack the bloke straight out. Some of these shirt punches are very close to straight out jabs that, you know, Conor McGregor would be proud of. So it's an interesting one with the AFL boys as such. But yeah, in terms of football, yeah, there is over the years, you've seen some happy red cards, especially now with VAR coming into it. It gets a little bit complicated, but look, as pretty much like politicians, you can't please everyone. You know, as a sport, we've campaigned for this video technology, and now we've got it, we hate it. Yep. So you can't please everyone. It is what it is.
And Jamie McLaren, he's away to a pretty good start.
Certainly is, boys. Certainly is. I'm very good friends with him, and he's the most he's got the most self-belief going around. But you know, there was a few murmurs and a few you know, rumblings that you know, he was on a barren spell, and that was only two games. So he answered the critics in that sense, and you know, hopefully when it rains, it pours with J Mac. He goes on a run, but he's got to wait 2 weeks for a game. That's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for everyone that we all have to wait. And just tell us about Nuno Reis, your new Portuguese signing. People would know him as playing for Panathinaikos and most recently Levski Sofia.
Yeah. You boys know as much as I do. He has a fantastic Wikipedia page. He's handsome.
He's a handsome man, actually. That's a very good point.
He is, tall and brunette. But no, I have no information. Unfortunately, in a normal world, I would, because he'd be here and he would have flown in on, you know, he would have flown from Europe on Saturday and arrived here on early Monday morning. But in this COVID world, I think he's still in quarantine, or he's just started quarantine. But in terms of, you know, bringing to our team, yeah, we're a bit light in the centre-back position. You know, obviously Curtis and Roston are our two senior professionals that play that position. And Roston going down early in the game on Saturday night, albeit we had young Kieran Stokes who made his debut and was admirable and was very strong in that position. But we do need more bodies that can play that position. So, you know, big Nuno can do that.
Scott, great to have you on. Enjoy the next 12 days. I'm sure you've earned yourself a small break, if nothing else.
Cheers, boys. I'll go back to the gym.
Get back in and start punching out a few whites. A few bicep curls.
He's good on you, Scott. Scott Jamison there, the City captain. He's walked out of the gym for and gone straight back in. That's how committed that man is. And he joined us for McDonald's with the saucy McRib and legendary El Maco are back.
Well, he's lucky, isn't he? Because he's working with a dark, swarthy, well-built Portuguese, and I'm working with a bloke with a red moustache.
Jeez, yeah, that wasn't even a backhander. That was a frull look in your eye and clip
I didn't even look in your eye, I turned away.
It's a sports day.